In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm told that the wind is making it even more difficult to hear here today than usual. So if you can't hear me during the sermon and you want to hear me, wave your hands. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. I've said from many a pulpit in this diocese that one of the most significant days for me as a Christian was over 50 years ago now, when I realized that all the doctrines and stories associated with our Christian faith, our Christian journey, have real meaning for us now. Things like, for example, the resurrection, which I had accepted as true and to which I had given my intellectual assent, I suddenly experienced as part and parcel of the very fabric of life when I inexplicably came out of a period of intense depression. I realized then that resurrection was not only something very important that happened 2,000 years ago, but it was also a sort of ecclesiastical shorthand for a vast range of experiences which Christ himself embraced and accepted and therefore understands through his own experience. And I do find that sort of identification with Christ extremely helpful. And for me, it was when I reacted emotionally and could see my own experience of life reflected in Jesus that the whole thing took on a new dimension and seemed for me to be much more real than before. At the time, a lot of it was tied up with really accepting that Jesus was born as a human being, loved as a human being, and suffered as a human being. Before that, I'd paid lip service to that part of the doctrine of Christ and thought of him really as some sort of divine Superman, rather than trying to live with the tension of the belief that Jesus is God and Jesus is human. And I suppose it was the wilderness that did it. There's a strange remark. What crystallized my change in emotional commitment was reading a book, actually a collection of sermons, called The True Wilderness by a priest called Harry Williams. Although I have criticisms of what he said, it had such a significant effect for me at that time in my life that whenever Lent comes round and we think of Jesus in the wilderness, I'm taken back to that particular period of my life. Harry Williams was someone who had a nervous breakdown whilst Dean of Trinity College, Cambridge, in the 1960s, a breakdown which revolutionized his understanding of the Christian faith. He argued that the wilderness is not just a real place in Judea. It certainly is that, and it's very bleak, and for me, the most powerful of places geographically ever since I first went there when teaching in Arab Jerusalem during a gap year. A place where Jesus, according to the Gospels, spent 40 days of his life. It's not just that, it is also an experience which most of us have. We find either that as we move through life, at times or all the time, it seems very bleak and dreary, or threatening and frightening, a sort of wilderness. Or we might be the sort of person who knows there's a sort of wilderness inside us, a part that we try to avoid because of its loneliness or emptiness or terror, but a part which we are sometimes forced into against our will and which comes looming up to meet us. Our wildernesses may be empty places devoid of feeling or emotion, lonely wastes, or they may be shadowy, rocky places where we tread not knowing what new terror may be round the corner. For some, the wilderness is associated with boredom and apathy and a lack of interest in things. For others, the wilderness is a place where they feel unloved or rejected or unappreciated, a time of doubt and loneliness. Others talk of a place where they're always being attacked or having to run or escape. And someone once described their wilderness to me as like an extremely long committee meeting, but that's another matter. And we try to avoid our wildernesses. We immerse ourselves in work or in our homes. We take up great passionate causes. We drink. We find ways of filling our time and our thoughts so as not to end up in our wilderness. It's normal and natural, and a lot of the things we do to avoid the wilderness are very good in themselves, but they are all temporary, and when we stop, there it is again. It hasn't gone away. Now, sometimes it's a good thing to go voluntarily into the wilderness, to get back to basics, to discover what really matters in life, in our faith, in our relationships. That is what Lent provides, an opportunity to do exactly that. And a theme that will be running through all the sermons this Lent is that of what is known as in the trade as discipleship, which I see as learning and practicing how to be the person God wants us to be, and seeing how our faith in Jesus Christ should and does affect every aspect of living, especially the Monday to Saturday part. And in theory, we learn through scripture, through prayer, through worship, through discussion with our fellow Christians, and we will discover or rediscover that our faith affects every part of living, from how we are in the workplace or school or college or at home, or how we care for our neighbor, for the way in which we use our money to the way in which we care for the environment, from the way we conduct our relationships to the way we exercise our citizenship. And Lent is primarily a period of preparation for Holy Week and Easter, and provides a time for stopping and trying to come to terms with ourselves, because that's really what I'm talking about, whether we are experiencing or have experienced a wilderness, or whether we want to go into it voluntarily. I'm not on about looking for all the bad or inadequate things we do or anything like that, but encouraging us, myself included, to do two things: to face up to that bit of ourselves that we really prefer not to think about because we can't cope with it, the bit in the middle that can sometimes feel very empty. And Lent is a time when we remember we have been there, even if we're nowhere near it at the moment. We are, in all things, trying to learn to accept ourselves at the very core of our being. And secondly, we want to rediscover how we are really meant to be as Christ's disciples. We're trying to learn to love ourselves and to love others. Because as we do that, we'll find another tremendous doctrine hitting us between the eyes. Jesus loves us all. He is here already. Even if we dislike coming to terms with ourselves, Jesus has done so already. That's called the incarnation. And when we come through the wilderness experience and have relearned our ability to accept ourselves and be the people he wants us to be, that's called resurrection. Amen.